So HER2-positive disease is actually the minority of breast cancer, 20-25%. Let's talk now about HER2-negative breast cancer, particularly in the adjuvant setting. And I want to begin by asking you about, I think is the most common situation in terms of markers and nodal status that we see, primarily, I think, because of mammography causing earlier diagnosis, which is the node-negative, ER-positive, because most women have ER-positive tumors, HER2-negative tumor, a common clinical situation, and ask you sort of how you think through treatment recommendations in that situation.
Yeah, hormonal therapy remains the mainstay of treatment for these patients, depending on the size of the tumor. These days, we're concentrating on the evaluation of the tumor by molecular profiling, and there are two techniques currently approved by regulatory agencies. Number one, the MammaPrint technology, which has been approved as a predictor of natural history. And it's interesting related to this technology is that it used to require frozen specimens, and that's no longer the case. They can do fresh tumor specimens that are placed in something that is called RNA later and sent to the company for evaluation. So this should facilitate incorporation of MammaPrint as part of our day-to-day strategies. And then the second technology that has been approved is the Oncotype DX, and that's another gene profile that has been approved as a predictor of outcome for patients who receive tamoxifen. We are using these two gene profiles in our practice, and we are very supportive of the two ongoing worldwide trials to evaluate whether we can utilize these technologies to better select patients with ER-positive breast cancer that may benefit from chemotherapy. And those trials are the TAILORx trial in the United States and the MINDAC trial in Europe.
I guess what we've seen is a real shift in clinical practice in these patients in terms of the utilization of Oncotype. I think MammaPrint's kind of just coming on board. I'm not, from what we know in terms of our patterns of care surveys of oncologists, is people are using Oncotype quite a bit. MammaPrint at this point is really more in a clinical trial setting, but we see a lot of oncologists using it, and we see that when they use it, which is, I guess, in situations where they're not sure whether they want to use chemotherapy, it's changing what they do, you know, not a small number of times. Maybe one out of four times they'll either give chemo to somebody who they wouldn't have given it or not give chemo to somebody who they might have given it to before. How do you see this from a patient care point of view, assisting in making these decisions?
I think it's very important for us as clinicians and also for our patients to try to assign or recommend therapy based on the individual characteristics of the tumor whenever we can. So these new technologies allow us to do just that. So it makes sense for us to proceed in this direction.
That actually brings up the issue of measurement of estrogen receptor. My understanding also is that sometime in the near future, actually, Oncotype is going to report quantitative ER as part of the report. And I think people have looked and wondered whether or not this kind of technology maybe is going to be more effective in identifying ER-positive, maybe in the future, HER2-positive tumors. What do you think?
I think it's going to be interesting. Actually, both the Oncotype DX and the MammaPrint technologies have the ability to quantify estrogen receptors. We just kind of need some more data to see whether that marker measurement is going to be the driver of response to hormonal therapy versus other markers that may impact cell growth, such as HER2 and other proliferation markers.